Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I'm going to start the program today with chasing a tune, which means different people doing it, in this case just two. The composition is Ramblin', written by Ornette Coleman, probably in early 1959. And the first performance is Paul Blay Trio. Blay on piano, Gary Peacock on bass, and Billy Elgard on drums, recorded in Seattle, matter of fact, 1968 for Limelight. And then the original 1959 Atlantic record of Ornette Coleman with Don Cherry on trumpet, Charlie Hayden bass, excuse me, and Billy Higgins on drums. Thank you. magnificent composition by Ornette Coleman called Ramblin', performed by the Paul Blay Trio, meaning Paul Blay on piano, Gary Peacock, bass, and Billy Elgart on drums, in Seattle, 1968 for Limelight, and then the original on Atlantic of Ornette Coleman's band, 1959 with Don Cherry on trumpet, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Billy Higgins on drums, and of course Ornette on alto. And Ornette really early on knew what art was about, putting the human quality into it. In fact, if I remember it correctly, his statement was, "Don't let the music play you." It's really quite a profound statement. Don't let the music play you. You could put anything in there. Don't let the government play you. You know, let the art come out of you. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and let's hear a couple of vocals.
Nobody knows how we are feeling this morning. Nobody knows how we are feeling this morning. Feel just like my heart made out of steel. Nobody knows we are feeling this morning. Feel like I could drink whole quart of booze this morning. I feel like I could drink whole quart of booze this morning. Nobody knows how these blues bearing down. I feel like I could drink, well, a solid quart of booze this morning. I'm going downtown on everything this morning. I'm going downtown. This morning.
two vocals. The first, Lee Green. He's playing the piano and singing. 1937. A composition by him called The Way I Feel. Georgia White playing the piano and singing in Chicago, 1938. One she wrote called The Blues Ain't Nothing But. Ikey Robinson on guitar behind her and John Lindsay on string bass. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley and happy to be here on Sunday with you. Jimmy Lunsford, big band, is interesting because there's not much written about him. And of all the hundreds of hours of tapes that I have of just asking people to talk about the time when they danced to the big bands, his name, Lunsford, comes up almost always first as a band they loved to listen to and also to dance to. Here's Lunsford for Decca, 1934. This is a Cy Oliver composition and arrangement called Stomp It Off. Willie Smith takes the alto saxophone solo, Joe Thomas the tenor saxophone solo, and Tommy Stevenson the trumpet solo. Jimmy Lunsford's Orchestra, a composition and arrangement by Cy Oliver called Stomp It Off. 1936 now, Jimmy Lunsford, Harlem Shout, written by Eddie Durham. Durham was all over the place, and he's mostly associated with Basie's band. He played the trombone and the guitar, wrote wonderful arrangements and wonderful composition. This is one of them, Harlem Shout. Willie Smith again on alto, on the baritone sax, Earl Carruthers, the trumpet work of Paul Webster, and the tenor of Joe Thomas. 1936 Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra for Decca Records. Harlem Shout, an arrangement composition by Eddie Durham. And what's fascinating about that is that wonderful lilt, the swing at that tempo, which of course the dancers loved. Monotony in Four Flats now, 1940, Lunsford's band for Columbia. Billy Moore Jr. wrote this and made the arrangement. He'd been working for Lunsford for a while. Willie Smith again on alto, a young trumpet player named Snooky Young, and the band rhythm guitarist mostly, Al Norris, gets a chance to play. Lunsford, 1940, Monotony in Four Flats. That kind of ending in 1940 was prescient, I think, to the direction of the music, what the bop musicians, the artists of the 1940s, were going to do. Monotony in Four Flats by Billy Moore Jr., Jimmy Lunsford's band for Columbia Records, 1940. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley.
The blues so bad one time it put my face in a permanent frown. Now I'm feeling so much better, I can cakewalk in the town. I woke up this morning feeling so good, you know I lay back down again. Throw your big leg over me, mama, I might not feel this good again. My baby, oh my baby, I love the way she walk. When a girl gets sleepy, I love the way she baby talk. Now worry done got scarce, honey, all. And work it no got hard. I spend my whole day stealing chickens, mama, from the rich folks' yard. I got the blues so bad one time it put my face in a permanent frown. You know I'm feeling so much better, I can cakewalk in the town. I want to go on a picnic in the country, mama, all, and stay all day. I don't care if I don't do nothing, just while my time away. I got the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent frown. You know I'm feeling so much better, I can cakewalk in a town.
Some tickets from that depot edge of man singing, come on. Baby, do you wanna go? Sing, come on. Baby, do you wanna go? Back to that liberalized city. Sweet home, Chicago.
Chicago.
When we ride up on that train, baby, we're gonna really make our time. We're gonna run around the city, baby, drinking champagne, whiskey, and wine, singing,
come on.
Baby, do you wanna go? Singing,
come on.
Son, you know your little old ham bone is spoiled. You better get yourself together and go up to Chicago and get your ham bone, boy. Me and my baby son, come on. Baby, do you wanna go? Say, come on. To that liberalized city, sweet home Chicago. Back to that liberalized city, sweet home Chicago. Back to that liberalized city, sweet home Chicago. Back to the liberalized city, sweet home Chicago.
Taj Mahal for you, for Columbia Records, 1972. Cakewalk Into Town, which he wrote, and Sweet Home Chicago, which he wrote and played guitar. And backing him on that, the Pointer Sisters, Taj Mahal, a couple of them. Here's Elliot Lawrence. pianist Elliot Lawrence and his orchestra in 1955 for Fantasy Records. The Rocker, written by Jerry Mulligan, arranged by him. And Bye Bye Blackbird by Ray Henderson, arranged by Mulligan for the band. Tenor solo in there, Al Cohn, alto solo, Hal McCusick. And two trombone players alternating, Eddie Burt and Ollie Wilson. Elliot Lawrence, 1955, right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Tangerine, she is all they claim. With her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, senorita stare and caballero sigh. And I've seen toast to tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine. Tangerine, she is all they claim, with her eyes of night and lips as bright as flame. Tangerine, when she dances by, senorita stare and all the fellas sigh. Tangerine raised in every bar across the Argentine. Yes, she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Her heart belongs to Tangerine. I mean to tell you that she has them all on the run, but her heart belongs to just one. Our heart belongs to Tangerine. Love is just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental mourner, and I couldn't be forlorner when you keep me on a corner just waiting for you. Venus de Milo was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus. What's more, you've got arms. So let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. That Venus de Milo, she was noted for her charms. Strictly between us, much cuter than Venus. And what's some more, you got of the arms. Wow! Let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm around you. Let's go cuddle in a corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner, and I'm
I'm around you. Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Me, oh my, ain't that perfection? I repeat, don't you think that's kinda neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she sweet? See her coming down the street. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet? Ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Me, oh my, ain't that perfection? I repeat, don't you think that's kinda neat? And I asked you very confidentially, ain't she? Ain't she sweet?
for in that set for you, Frank Sinatra, 1962, with arrangements for him and leading the orchestra, Neil Hefti, for Reprise Records. Tangerine, written by Victor Schertzinger and lyric by Johnny Mercer, done in 1942. Love Is Just Around the Corner, written in 1934 by Louis Gensler and Leo Robin. And Ain't She Sweet by Milton Ager and Jack Yellen, 1927, and in 1927, and in London, the Piccadilly Revels Band for English Columbia, probably one of the first records of Ain't She Sweet. Sinatra, followed by the Piccadilly Revels Band. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. Thank you.
CBGB's hanging around. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth. Whoa, all I'm worth to plant my tootsies in an upper berth to hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground, so I will shout it so the world can know. Here I go, I'm Alabama. Just gave the meanest ticket man on earth. Oh, all I'm worth to plant my tootsies in it above to hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground, and then I'll holler so the world can know. Here I go, I'm Alabama.
Yeah.
Well, that set started with the Modern Jazz Quartet in 1952 for Prestige Records, doing Vendome and The Rose of the Rio Grande. Then Ray Charles for ABC Paramount 1960 did Alabama Bound and Georgia on My Mind. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. And we're here for you 24 hours a day.
baby. Cuddle up and don't feel blue. All your tears are foolish fancy, baby. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear. Or else I shall be melancholy too. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't feel blue. All your tears are foolish fancy, maybe. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear. Or else I shall be melancholy too.
Bud Powell Trio started that set, 1953, for Blue Note. Powell on piano, George Duvivier on bass, and Arthur Taylor on drums. Reet and I, written by Benny Harris, and Autumn in New York by Vernon Duke. Jimmy Rushing sang with the Dave Brubeck Quartet, 1960, for Columbia, My Melancholy Baby, written by Maybelle Watson and Ernie Watson, I think back about 1914, somewhere in there. Right there. All right, what do we got? Oh, this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and... Thank you. That's from Mac Rebenack, better known as Dr. John, 1984 for A&M, doing Thelonious Monk's Blue Monk. Sometime, I guess about 1961, Abby Lincoln put lyric to Blue Monk. It was arranged for her with orchestra by Mal Waldron, with nice trumpet backing for her by Booger Little, and a great tenor saxophone solo by Coleman Hawkins. year. Abby Lincoln putting words to Blue Monk by Thelonious Monk, and then singing them for us. Arrangement for all of that by Mal Waldron, Booker Little's trumpet, and the great Coleman Hawkins, that fantastic tenor saxophone solo. Abby Lincoln, 1961, for Candid Records. In 1984, pianist and organist and composer and arranger Carla Bley put her band together and chose Monk's Mysterioso to do. She does play the organ. She did the arrangement. Johnny Griffin is here on tenor saxophone, Kenny Kirkland on piano, Steve Swallow, string bass, Victor Lewis on drums, and all for A&M Records. Here's Carla Bley's band and Thelonious Monk's Mysterioso. Mysterioso, written by Thelonious Monk and arranged by Carla Bley for her band, 1984 for A&M Records. Johnny Griffin's tenor sax, Kenny Kirkland's piano, Bley's arrangement and organ, Steve Swallow's string bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. That's Cathedral, actually. Mysterioso by Monk, Carla Bley Band. Last week, I played 10 Cents a Dance, sung by Anita O'Day. And when I was finished, I just said you might want to listen to the first recording, big hit for Ruth Edding. Go out and find it and so on. And I thought, well, why don't I bring it? So I brought it. And I brought Anita O'Day again to compare. 10 Cents a Dance, written by Richard Rodgers, lyric by Lorenz Hart. Written about 1930. Ruth Edding sang it then for Columbia Records. She does the verse and the chorus. Back then, not then, but back in my life, early on when I was putting pen to paper and attempting to write a poem now and again, Larry Hart meant something to me when, in this composition, 10 Cents a Dance, he comes up with a line. Let me see if I can remember it. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. And I just, I went crazy. I thought that was, I still do. I think it's brilliant. Well, we'll follow Ruth Edding, 1930, doing 10 Cents a Dance with Anita O'Day from 1960 and Billy May's arrangement of it. Here we go.
Boy, 10 cents a dime. 10 cents a dance. That's what they pay me, gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance, pansies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gun. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a day. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for their tickets and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors, our sweetheart, my good luck has sent me. 7 to midnight, I hear drums, loudly the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums, customers crush my toes. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a weird romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a day.
"10 Cents a Dance," written by Richard Rodgers, lyric by Lorenz Hart, and done by Ruth Etting, 1930, and Anita O'Day, 1960. And here's Thad Jones, his trumpet, in 1954. Thank you. Thad Jones for debut records put together by Charlie Mingus and Max Roach many years ago so they could record the things that nobody else wanted to. Thad Jones on trumpet, 1954, with Frank Foster on tenor and flute, Thad's brother Hank Jones on piano, Charlie Mingus on bass, and Kenny Clark on drums, and two compositions by Jones, Elusive and Somber Intrusion. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. And here's Lee Wiley.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are covered with dew? How far would I travel to be where you war. How far is a journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? I cry. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Some sunny day, with a smile on my face, I'll go back to that place far away. Back to that shack and that red-headed hen. She'll say, how have you been? Then go back to the hay and lay me my breakfast. Some sunny day, I'll be on that express, flying away to my little bunch of happiness. Oh, how I'd pine for those lips, sweet as wine. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day. Some sunny day, I'll be on that express, flying away to a little bunch of happiness. Oh, how I'd pine for those lips, sweet as wine. They'll be pressed close to mine some sunny day.
I just can't
recall, but his arms held me fast. Then it broke the fall, and I said to my heart, as it foolishly kept jumping all around, I got lost, but look what I found. But his arms held me fast, and it broke the fall, and I said to my heart, as it foolishly kept jumping all around, I got lost, but look what I found.
Lee Wiley singing for you for Columbia Records, 1951, with two pianos behind her, Stan Freeman and Cy Walter, and three compositions by Irving Berlin, How Deep Is the Ocean, Some Sunny Day, and I Got Lost in His Arms. And Berlin doing both music and lyric. And I think that maybe, I'll check, or maybe I won't, that may be the only place where a vocalist has two pianos only behind her. You know, I mean, imagine that. What are you looking for? I'm looking for two pianos behind a singer. Ay, ay, ay. Here's Sonny Rollins.
Thank you.
Sonny Rollins, and he's still playing like that, maybe even better. That's how he played in 1954 for Prestige, with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Elmo Hope on piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey on the drums, Rollins, of course, on tenor sax, two originals of Mr. Rollins, Silk and Satin and Solid, Sonny Rollins. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you, and let's chase a composition now. It's At Last, written by Harry Warren, lyric by his longtime lyricist, Mac Gordon. Russ Freeman Trio in Los Angeles, 1953, is first, and then Glenn Miller. Thank you.
come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. At last, the skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover the night I looked at you. I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a cheek to, a thrill I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, for you are mine.
At Last, written by Harry Warren, lyric by Mack Gordon. The Russ Freeman Trio, Russ Freeman on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass, and Shelley Mann on drums, in Los Angeles, 1953, their version for Pacific Jazz Records. And then Glenn Miller, 1942 for Bluebird, 78. A little cheaper Victor record. It was at that time about 35 cents, I think. And a co-arranged arrangement of it by Jerry Gray and Bill Finnegan. At Last, sung to you by Ray Eberly. Glenn Miller, 1942, and first, Russ Freeman, 1953. Here's Lizzie Miles.
Got the blues, I feel lonely. I'd give the world if I could only make my baby understand. It surely would be grand. I'm gonna tell our phone, my baby, ask him, won't he come back home? Since he's been gone, I stay worried all day long. I'm gonna say now, baby, won't you please come home? You know your mama's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. Us apart, 'cause every hour in the day you're gonna hear me say, baby, won't you please come home, come back to mama, baby, won't you please come home. You're gonna hear mama say, baby, won't you please come?
Lizzie Miles with Bob Scobie's band, Scobie playing trumpet, for Verve Records. Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, written by Clarence Williams, lyric by Charles Warfield. Lizzie Miles, old blues singer from, well, probably very early 20s. And near the end of her career there in 1957, and sounding great. My friend Bob Hammer, who plays the piano in the band I play on Thursdays at the New Orleans in Seattle, put in some charge for Woody Herman's band, some really wonderful ones, and I played some of them, and this is another one from 1963, Mingus's Better Get It in Your Soul. Hammer had done the original for Mingus. The baritone sax here is Frank Hittner, and the trumpet by Billy Hunt. Sal Nistico plays the tenor saxophone on wonderful drumming of Jake Hanna, and here's Bob Hammer's arrangement for Woody Herman, 1963, for Phillips Records, of Mingus's Better Get It in Your Soul.
Thank you.
Better Get It in Your Soul by Charles Mingus. Woody Herman first, 1963, in a Bob Hammer arrangement for that band on Phillips. And then a variation on Bob Hammer's arrangement on Atlantic Records for Charles Mingus, this one done on Columbia Records, 1959, with John Handy, alto, Booker Irvin on tenor, Horace Parlin, piano, Danny Richmond's drums, and of course Mingus on string bass. Woody Herman and Charles Mingus in Better Get It in Your Soul. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. This is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from you and...
Nobody knows but my baby and me. Nobody knows but my baby and me. I got the woman that I love so far away from me. You didn't want me, and you drove me from your door. Babe, you didn't want me, and you drove me from your door. The good book said, baby, you gon' reap just what you sow.
That said, started with Charlie Mingus and his wonderful Goodbye Pork Pie Hat for Impulse in 1963, featuring on tenor saxophone Booker Irvin. And then Teddy Wilson, 1946, for Musicraft with Sarah Vaughan singing September Song. And 1939, Count Basie for Vocalion Records and Jimmy Rushing singing Nobody Knows But My Baby and Me. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.